Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So it's the toughest time ever to own a house in this country. Vancouver is, according to an RBC report, in full-blown crisis. Of course, that's going to affect the rental reality. And it's interesting because we talked about this situation last year when a one-bedroom apartment it hit $3,000 a month in Vancouver. Let me just give you a few facts here, or at least from the report. In 2015, according to the latest RBC Housing Affordability Report, it cost 39.3% of a household's income to own a home in Canada. All right. Today, 9 years later, the figure is 63.5%. And the RBC describes that as staggering, I'll say. Owning a home has taken an additional 24% bite out of a household income since 2015, and in Vancouver, ownership cost takes 106.3% of household income. You're at an income deficit all year, just to say you own a home in Vancouver, if I understand this correctly. Jinjie Zhang joins us, tenant advocate at the Tenant Resource and Advisory Center, TRAC, in Vancouver. Jinjie, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you for having me, Roy.
That's rough. That's hard. 106.3% of household income to own a house.
Yeah, certainly. And the situation in Vancouver is certainly worse for tenants who fundamentally are the group of people who don't have equity in the shelter or the place that they call home. So, renters are certainly feeling the pressure in a lot more significant way, especially given some of the ways that the legislation is just not keeping up with the level of protection that tenants need.
Well, talk to us about that. When I spoke with your colleague Robert Patterson on air last year, a one-bedroom apartment had just crossed the average $3,000 per month mark. What does it look like now, and what are the other factors that you just mentioned? How do they come into play as far as renters in Vancouver are concerned?
Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a vicious cycle, right? As the market rent increases, what that does is it increases the incentive for landlords to create a turnover in the tenants that are living in their units. Because here in British Columbia, where a tenant leaves the unit, that allows the landlord to change the rent completely detached from the actual cost of ownership, the actual cost of being a landlord, to whatever they believe is the quote unquote market price, whatever they think people will be willing to pay to have shelter over their head. So, you know, it's a vicious cycle because rent is high. So landlords have incentive to evict tenants. And when evictions happen, that allows any long-term tenant who had been paying what was at one point market rate and is now, you know, has become a bargain to effectively just get priced out of the community that they've been living in. They then have to move out of the community, move farther out, move to different cities, different provinces, which then kind of reverberates in market rent increases throughout the province.
So you come across that at TRAC, I would imagine, on a fairly regular basis. What can you do? What legislation is in place in British Columbia, in Vancouver specifically, which can provide at least some protection to the renter?
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to these types of residential tenancy matters, they are kind of, in essence, a provincial matter. It's very much within the jurisdiction of the province. And so one thing that the province has done here in British Columbia is they effectively put a stop to bad faith rent evictions, which, you know, until a few years ago was the most pressing issue for tenants in British Columbia. But what the government did was, instead of allowing landlords to just put an eviction notice on the tenant's door to get them evicted, which then puts the burden on the tenant to file for a dispute in order to challenge that notice, what the government did was very simple. They just made it so that landlords are the ones that have to file a dispute first in order to be able to give a rent eviction order, okay, which is one where the landlord says, you know, I need to renovate the unit. It's in need of repair, and the repair requires the unit to be vacant, and you, the tenant, need to get out.
Okay.
And what that did was landlords just had to put all their cards on the table first, right?
Right.
They need to prove these factors are met, and there is automatically a hearing.
Okay.
Instead of relying on tenants, you know, fearing for their shelter, fearing for, you know, maybe I won't get a good reference from this landlord after I move, or not having the $100 application fee to file for a dispute.
Jinjay, we're going to have to pick this up another time. I want to do that because this is very serious business, and Vancouver is the canary in the coal mine. Thank you so much for the time today.
Yeah, of course.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.